Okay. Says the Gemara on Daf Lamedalad Amud Beis. Just in time. Says the Gemara Daf Lamedalad Amud Beis. By the way, there's a Shiva minion. That's why there's no minion for marriage. No, there's maybe 10 people there. I saw them all. I said, oh, that's good news. It means next week you'll all be there for Mincha Maariv.
I saw 15 guys at the Yangtze for the night there.
Really? Terrible. Okay, I have a seat. Says the Gemara, Bishleimer Rav Yochanan le'Amar Kirish Lakish de Kamukim Lakrabonon. Remember, we had a question all last 4 or 5 lots. The Gemara discusses why our Mishnah says that you pay. After all, you get Malkus. Remember the Gemara says that? So the Gemara gives 2 terutzim. One is Rav Yechanan and one is Rish Lakish. Rav Yechanan says, because loy isru bay, because you get Malkus, but it didn't give him Asra. That's why you don't get Malkus, and rather you pay money. And Rish Lakish says, because we paskin like a mayor, that says, loyku mishalim. So therefore, our Mishnah that says you pay money, because you pass him like a mayor, like a mishalim. Says Gemara, Bishleim, Rabbi Yechon, Lema Kish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon didn't want to learn like Rish Lakish, that the Mishnah is talking about like a mayor. The Kamukim, like a Rabbana. He didn't want to learn the Mishnah. He didn't want to establish the Mishnah like a mayor. So therefore, he didn't want to learn like Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish, my time, Lema Kish Yechon. According to Rish Lakish, why didn't he learn Rabbi Yechon's shot? That our Mishnah, the reason why you pay, is because you cannot give him Malkus, because Lo Yisubei, they didn't give him Asra. Why didn't he learn like that? Amalachos, Rabbi Yechiz Lokesh says, Kiven di ilu Yisubei potur, since if they would have given him Hasra, he would have been potur. So ki Lo Yisubei nami potur. So even if there's no Hasra and he was B'shoigek, you also potur from Tashlumin, from paying. He says, "Chayve misa shoygigin, v'chayve malki yo shoygigin." V'dova acher, if a person is chayve misa b'shoygig, which means you can't kill him because he didn't get an asra, or chayve malkus b'shoygig, you can't get malkus and get asra. V'dova acher, and he's chayve money as well. Rabbi Yechon am chayve. Rish Lakish am a potter. Rabbi Yechon am chayve d'hala yisubei. Rabbi Yechon says, Yechayev, there's no Kimle B'drabmine, because after all, you didn't give him Hasra, so you won't get him, give him Misa, so therefore you make him pay. The Shlokish on my potter. The Shlokish says, he's still potter. Why? Kivin di Ilusube potter, Kilo Isube, Nami potter. That's the classic, chat that Chayve Misa Shoigigin, that even though you don't get the Misa, still you potter Kimle B'drabmine, because you did an action that could have be Mechayev you Misa. So even though we factually didn't give you Misa, you're still potter from Mammon, from paying, because of Kamle B'Adminei. So that's the Gemara. Everybody knows the Gemara. Says the Gemara, skip to the next part, 3 lines further. Lamed Heim with Aleph. Omer Rava, says Rava, ask Rava, Umi Kilamand Oma, Chayev Misa Shoigigim Chayovim. Is there then someone that says that Chayev Misa Shoigigim? Which means, if you don't get Hasra, and it's B'shoigek, you are chayef to pay money. Not true. V'atana de Bechizkiah. After all, because we learned in the name of the Bechizkiah, Maka Adam u'maka behema. The Potsik says, Maka Adam yishal men u'maka behema, Maka behema yishal men u'maka Adam yumots. Ma maka behema, lechilakta boy, bein B'shoigek, bein mismezit. Just like Maka behema, there's no difference. When you damage an animal, there's no difference whether you're shoygig or you're mazit. Bein miskavin, l'shei miskavin. Bein derech yirida, l'derech aliyah. L'poitrei mamon, you can't say you're potter. El l'chayva mamon, you're chayv to pay. Af makir adam, so too when you kill a person, l'itach l'gboi, there's no difference. Bein b'shoygig, bein b'mazit. Bein miskavin, l'shei miskavin. Bein derech yirida, derech aliyah. L'chayva mamon. Elo lepoitre mamoin. So Tana Bechizkiah learns from a pasuk that chayve misa shoygigim. I don't care. Look what the Gemara says. 3 things the Gemara says. Whether it's shoygig or mezit, miskavin ve'ena miskavin, derech aliyah derech yirida. That's a separate issue. All these cases, you are, even though at the end of the day you won't give him misa because he's a shoygig, or he's ena miskavin, or he's derech aliyah. All these things that he's not chayev misa on anyway. Nevertheless, You won't kill him, but you're potter for mammon. That's the case of kum le b'rabine, chayvei misa shogigin, you're potter kum le b'rabine. That's Gemara's question. How could somebody argue on Rabbi Yochanan and on Rish Lakish? After all, there's ton of echizkir and nobody argues on that. Atkan the Gemara. Any questions? Questions? Yeah, the Gemara asked a question on Rabbi Yochanan, sorry. Yeah? Clear. Says Tosis. Comes along Tosis. So Tosis says, wait a second. What do you mean? Nobody argues on Bechizkiah? It's not true. But Amrinon Befer Kanesrofin, we learn in Sanhedrin, Tana de Bechizkiah, Mafke mid the Rebbe, Mafke mid the Rabbonin, Alma Pligetanoi at Tana Bechizkiah. What does that mean? So let's turn to the next page. There's a Gemara 2 and 3. I didn't have time to make it nice. So turn first to the third page, number 2. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Oimel, there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, you all learned Daf Yomi. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses whether Niskavein Laharoik Ezeh, Vahorak Ezeh. You had intention to kill somebody, but you had intention to kill the wrong person. So there's a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbonon, and Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon holds, Afilu Niskavein Laharoik Ezeh, Vahorak Ezeh, Potter. If you have kavana, einoy miskaven, you have kavana to kill one person and you kill the other person, you're potter. You're potter from everything. Potter from Misa, you're potter from Misa. That's what Reb Shimon says. My time, Reb Shimon, omako, v'orev loy, v'kam olov, achis kavan loy. So you only chayev Misa if you had intention to kill that person. You had intention to kill A and you kill B, you're potter from Misa. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon argue, Bishleim l'Rabbanon, Dramri niskavin l'arig ezeh, v'org ezeh chayev, dichsev v'chi yinotze anoshim, v'nok v'i shoharov, amrav lozo, v'mitzah shav misa kosim dave, dichsev v'mosin yeh, v'nisatin ev v'shach z'nofesh. So therefore, v'mosin yeh, if you kill that person, even though two people are yinotze anoshim, they're fighting with each other, and they kill an innocent bystander, they never had intention to kill that woman, then Pasuk says, "V'nesata nefesh tachas nefesh," says the Chachamim, "V'mitzah sheb misa kasa medaber," which means you chayv misa. So clearly, Rabbanon holds niskaven lare gezer v'hora gezer chayv misa. Rabbi Shimon says you potter for misa. Rabbanon say niskaven lare gezer v'hora gezer you chayv misa. Ela Rabbi Shimon, "Hayv nesata nefesh tachas nefesh my avid lei." I the Pasuk says nesata nefesh tachas nefesh. So Mar says, "Mamoin ukir the Rebbe, the tiny Rebbe Eimer, v'nesata nefesh ne'atach nefesh, mamoin." In other words, there's a machlokes Reb Shimon and Rabbanon whether you chayev misa by niskaven lara gezer v'hora gezer. Rebbe Shimon holds you potter misa. Rabbanon say you chayev misa. According to Reb Shimon, who says you potter from misa, are you going to be chayev money? So Mar says, "Yeah, v'nesata nefesh ne'atach nefesh means according to Rebbe, you chayev money." So Reb Shimon says, you potter misa, Rabbanon says, you chayv misa, right? Clearly, according to Chachamim, are you going to be chayv to pay money? No, kim le b'ramine. According to Rebbe, according to Reb Shimon who says, you potter from misa, are you chayv money? So Gemara says, according to Rebbe, yeah, you got to pay money. Comes along the Gemara and says, yeah, but according to Tana de Bechizkiah, according to Reb Shimon, you wouldn't pay money either. Why? Because you're chayvei misa shaygigin. Because in the skaven larek azeh, v'horak azeh, and that would make you potter from Misa, because it was shloi b'chavonah. Reb Shimon says you potter from Misa. According to Tanda Bechizkiah, you potter from Mammon also. Why? Because it's like chayvei Misa shoygigin. That's called miskaven vein miskaven. Now we can do the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the second page. So Gemara says, Omar Rava, hay de Tanda de Bechizkiah, Mafke mit der Rebbe, und Mafke mit der Rabbanon. This Tanda Bechizkiah says that in the case of Niskavein and Einoy Miskavein, that's what Tanda Bechizkiah says. That means, if you're Einoy Miskavein, you don't have intention to kill one person, kill the other person, says Tanda Bechizkiah, you potter from Mamain. Clearly, that's not the Rabbanon, and that's not Rebbe. The son of a chiz came back makar the makar behem yishal mena. Ma makar behem aloi chalakim yim shoygin lemezi. Behem yishkav nashim yishkavin. Min echi yidrei dech lir. Poi tu mavlo chayim oma makar bodom. Lo yitach lebo yim shoygin lemezi. Behem yishkav nashim yishkavin. Min echi yidrei dech lir. Chayim oma lepo tu mamoin. My shein miskavin. What does it mean? Einoi miskavin. According to Tanabe Chizkir. Ilei mishay miskavin kalal. Hainu shoygik. That's the same as shoygik. So why did it say two things? Ela pshita. Shein miskavin lezeh. Elo lezeh. When Tanabe Chizkir says, Einoi miskavin, you potter from payment, it means you have no kavanah to kill one person, but rather you have kavanah to kill another person. By mistake, you kill the other person. Uktani, lechayba mamon, ela poitra mamon. Vibakitalu, mayitzich lemifto mamon. Vitamit chay misa, so why you put, why did you tell me you put a mamon? Ela lav shmami, no? Lav bakitaluhu, vilav ba mamonahu. So the Gemara says, according to Tanna Bechizkia, clearly, not like Rebbe, and not like Rabbanon. You're not chayb to pay money. Because we're learning to be chizki says you're part of money. Clearly you're not chayv nisa, because then you don't need to be chizki to tell me that you're part of money. So clearly the be chizki is not going, not like Rebbe, not like the Rabbanon, and he says rather you're part of everything. That's miskaven, the ain't miskaven of Tana be chizki. Right? So basically there's three cases that the Mishnah talk, that be chizki talks about. Number one, shoygeg mezit. That means even if you are a shoygeg, you're potter from Misa, clearly, and you're also going to be potter from Mamayim. Not only that, but even if your Einam is Kavin, that means, I have no intention to kill this person, rather to kill somebody else. By mistake, I killed this person. I had intention to kill, but the wrong person. I don't get Misa, like Reb Shimon, and I don't pay money, like Tanna Bechizkia. That's the second case as well. That's what this Gemara is saying. Comes along Tosfos by us, and says, what are you telling me? Nobody argues in Tanna Bechizkia. Maybe nobody argues on the first case of Shoygei Kemezit, that if I did something without knowing, right, wasn't warned, then I'm potter from Mamonis because of Chayve Misa Shoygegin potter. But how can you say nobody argues on Bechizkia if Rebbe and the Rabbanon both argue on Bechizkia? Rabbanon says Yechayv Misa, and Rebbe says Yechayv Mamon. So clearly it's not like the Bechizkia. That takes his question. Got it? Very simple. Are you look confused? Right? Push it. Says Tosfos, Vim Toimau, Vamrinim Ferkin Esrofim, Tana de Bechizkir, Mafkim Mid Rebbe, Umafkim Mid Rabbonon, Alma Pligi Tanoi, Atana de Bechizkir. They're arguing the Bechizkir. Says Tosfos, Vieshleivan, the Leinyan Momain Achel, Islu Lekulu Hekesha, the Tana de Bechizkir, Veloi Pligi Aleho, Ela b'maydik toni b'miskaven l'she'ena miskaven. Tosfos says that it depends. If it's for shoygeg and mezit, then everybody agrees that you're potter on the mamayin. He calls it mamayin achel. Don't know what that means yet. However, what it says miskaven and ena miskaven, the mashma b'ein miskaven l'harag isha b'ein ein miskaven l'harga el harag is chaveirav hoga. The bechol ingin potter mit meirisha. In other words, to say that you potter on the money or the value of the woman that you killed, right? That is a machlokes. The ingin mom and acher kvar tana de letachlek bein shoygeg bein mezit. V'hainu de mafke mit the rebbe u mit the rabbonon. In other words, what he seems to be saying is, I don't know exactly what he means, but he says, the Mashal explains it, that the Le'inyan Mom and Achik Vatan Le'tach B'Shele Mezit, Atkan Le'Shoinoi, the culture came to Le'tach Le'Gebezeh, Be'im Miskaven Le'in Miskaven. I don't know what he means to say, not clear. Then he put the Mashal points, Ayin B'Tesa Pekin Esrofim, U'Vechidushen U'Sham. So the Mashal points us to Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So turn to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and make everything clear. Says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Be'in Shoigig Le'Mezit, back to Tosfos in the Sanhedrin, the second page. Bishloisha in yone mamoin ayri tana de bechizkir. He's not just talking about two different scenarios, shoygeg and mezit, and miskaven and ein miskaven, but he's talking about three types of monies. Why? The bein shoygeg le mezit mayri be mamoin ache bahade misa. Because when we say this, that by chayve misa shoygegin, when you're shoygeg, you don't pay any money, it means Mamoin achel bahade misa. That means that a classic case. Other money that you, when you chayev misa on. For example, you threw a chetz on Shabbos, and it ripped shirayim, v'korah shirayim balichosoy. And I did it b'shoigek. So even though I'm not chayev misa because I did it b'shoigek, but I'm potter on the shirayim, on the silk that it ripped, because that's mamayin achel bahadi misa. So even though I did it b'shoigek and I'm not going to get killed over it, comes along v'chizkiyah, yeah, but you potter on the shirayim, because it's mamayin achel bahadi misa. That's the case of kam lebedam mina, right? That's what it says. V'nafkalon mina dechayve misa shoygin p'tulim mina teshlumim mishum dechelakta dochi maisla b'sefer meniach apegel neres uleinyan ze lekuli alma is lokeshta chizkia. Nobody argues on that part. The ibarach miklaman dechayve misa shoygin chayovim. Nobody says that when I'm chayev misa the shoygin, which means I'm not going to kill the person, and therefore you should be potter on knas. That's a side moment. Nobody argues that you're going to be potter if it's chayve misa shoygim. That's the first case. Aval bein miskaven l'she'ein miskaven. But when Bechizki says that even if I had no intention, means I had no intention to kill A, and I killed B, and by mistake I end up killing B, I mean I had intention to kill A, in such a case, says Tosfos, lav b'mamon acher b'hadei misa ayri. We're not talking about that I intended to kill A and I killed B, and there's money there that I'm chayev to pay, not the money itself, but mamon achel. Right? Says Tosfos, that's also nobody argues on. The mishoygeg nafka v'kal v'choymehu elo liftoy midmei haneherag. In other words, Tosfos says that when we say that people argue on Chizkiya, it's talking about when I did a Chiv Shabbos B'shoigek and I ripped Mamon Achel, everybody agrees I'm potter. That's Tanna B'Chizkiya, nobody argues on. When Taisa says, when I intend to kill one person and I kill another person and I have Mamon Achel, we'll soon see what that means, then also everybody agrees that you are going to be potter kal v'chaymel from shoygeik. The only case we say lafuke midarebi is if I intend to kill A and I kill B, am I chayef to pay demei haneherag, the value of the person that I killed. Rebbe says, you're chayef to pay the value of the person you killed, demei haneherag. And the Bechizki says, you're potter to pay the Mehanerach. 1 second. But everybody agrees that if I intend to kill the man, and I kill the woman, and while I kill the woman, I ripped her shirt, then clearly Taisha says, Kol Shekain, you're going to be potter from the shirt. Why Kol Shekain? And I'll tell you what that Taisha says, right? Being Taisha. Again, aval bein miskaven l'shein miskaven, lav b'momayn achel b'hadei misairi, not talking about other money alongside the killing, which is the shirt, the mishoygeg nafka v'kal v'choymehu, elo lifto midmei hanerag. What's the kal v'choymeh? The kal v'choymeh is very simple. The madoch in the case, we are mishoygeg, right? We have no intention of killing. I didn't know it was forbidden to kill. And nevertheless, the halach is, we made a special debate chizkiyah, that even though you're shaykh, you're not killing the person, and he didn't even intend to kill, still we say, you're potter for mammon. So in the case where I intended to kill, but the wrong person, is that more similar to chayev misa, or less similar to chayev misa than shaykh?
More
chayev misa. So for sure, you'd be potter, come late with Rabbi Minei, from the shirt. That's the kal v'chaymer. Wait. That's what Taisa says. Wait, slow down. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says that there's a kal v'chaymer from a shoygeik. Kal v'chaymer from a shoygeik. That a shoygeik, a real shoygeik, has no idea that it's forbidden. Nobody told him. And still he's potter from the shirt. So kol shekein, where the guy wants to kill. The wrong person. But he wants to kill. For sure he's potter on the shirt. just what's the chiddush of Tana Bechizkiah? Maybe you're potter on the shirt, but you're not potter on the value of the woman. She's worth $10 million. You have to pay that. Comes along Tana Bechizkiah and says, no, miskaven l'she'ena miskaven, not like Rebbe, that you're chayav to pay for the woman, the value of the woman. You're potter on that also. So Taisa learns at the end of the day, Tana Bechizkiah says, you're potter in every case. You're potter on the shirt by Shaygeik. For sure you're potter on the shirt by miskaven, which is less of a shaygeik, more of a mezid. Still, for sure you're potter on that. And the chiddush of the Bechizkiah is that even on the Dimeho Isha, on the value of the person that you killed, you're also potter. Why would I not be potter? The Mashur has a smart to explain why I would not be potter. But at the end of the day, you're potter from everything. That's the Bechizkiah. That's what this Taisis tells us. You want to go back to the first Taisis? You'll see that's exactly what the first Taisis says as well. The Yesh Leima, look in Taisis. Again, Vim Toyma, Abu Amrinu Perak and Esrofim, Tanne Bechizkiah, Mafke mit der Rebbe, Mafke mit der Rabbonon, Amo Pligit Tanoia, Tanne Bechizkiah. The Yesh Leima, the Le'inyen Momoin Achel, regarding the shirt, other money, Islehu Lekulu Hekesha, the Tanne Bechizkiah. Nobody argues in that. Who doesn't argue? Not even Rebbe and the Rabbanon don't argue by miskaven on the shirt. Why? Because that we learn kol shekein from Shaygeik. Ela b'may diktoni be miskaven and she'ena miskaven de mashma be miskaven la'argisha be'ena miskaven la'argisha be'ena miskaven la'argisha be'ena v'hoga de b'chol inyan potter mit mei ha'isha de le'inyan momen acher, because by ena miskaven by the shirt, we learn it from a culture cane. There's no difference between shaygeg and mezit on the shirt, or for sure not by miskaven. Behind the makim with the Rebbe Rabbonon, the Rebbe Rabbonon is there, because he's a Rabbon chay miso, so may chizki pot a miso mamoin. In other words, Taisa says, according to the truth, Taisa says, alibe de emes, according to Bechizki, you potter in every case, you potter on the shirt, because that's momen acher, kol shekein, you learn that from shoygeg. If shoygeg you put on the shirt, for sure if it's amazed, for sure it's more komle v'damine, you for sure put on the shirt. And the chiddush of the Bechizki is, that even not the shirt, even the meisha, you're also going to be potter by miskaven, and the enem is by enem miskaven, because that's the chiddush of Tana Bechizki, komle v'damine. That's the way Taisa learns, makes a lot of sense. Any questions?
Isn't the ultimate kimla d'rabbinei on the goof of Isha?
Right,
so
for sure.
So what's the
Kavachomer? No, so Taisa, the Marshal wants to say that you would not learn from a Kavachomer because maybe there's no kofer in that, or something like that. He has a reason why that you need a special limit. But clearly, Tana Bechizkiah tells me I'm potter on all monies. At the end of the day, I'm potter on the Momen Acher, I'm potter on the shirt, by Shoigig, by Enem Miskaven, and I'm even potter on the Meir Isha, by Enem Miskaven. And that's what Tana Bechizkiah says, I'm part in everything. That's, at the end of the day, the way Tosfos Le'ach learns, and that's Tana Bechizkiah, what it's coming to tell us. Right? Any questions? Right, you look.
Not yet.
Okay.
What's the
three-way machlokes? Okay,
Potter, and what
Yichayim on? I mean, Rebbe, the Rabbanon, and the Reb Shimon.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, happens to be a Gemara in Bava Kamma, number 3 on the sheet, that seems to indicate like, not like Tanda Bechizkiah, but rather like Reb Shimon, that says that if you have kavana to kill the wrong person, you are going to be chayev momen. You're going to be chayev momen. Seems to be like Rebbe. The Gemara seems to say that. The Gemara says, Ela vayvar ovid amitavaya anoshim, ki yinotsu anoshim, Ein osan beishan yonshu. If the woman doesn't get killed, then you pay money. Yesh osan beishan lo yonshu, not by shvarim. Matzvel ravada ba'ava, otu ba'osan tali milse, bechavona tali milse. Elam ravada ba'ava, says ravada ba'ava, look what he writes. Anoshim, the second line from the end, in number 3. Ki niskavnu ze lo ze, if they had intention to kill each other, even though they end up killing the woman, afagav sheyesh osan beisha, even though they end up killing the woman, Ye onshu, they have to pay money. Kiniskav l'lisha asma le onshu. If they intended to kill the woman and they killed the woman, then they don't pay money. But if they intended to kill the man, each other, and they end up killing the woman, they do pay money. Why? In other words, Rav Adab Abba seems to say, and Rashi says, because that follows Rebbe, that miskaven, ve'ena miskaven, if you had no intention to kill this woman, you intend to kill a man, then you nevertheless still pay money, says Rashi, that's not like Tana de Bechizkir. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma seems to indicate, not like Tana Bechizkir, in that last Chiddush of Tosfos that says, that by Einoi Miskaven, on the Meyo Isha, the Bechizkir says, you're potter, says the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that case would be Chayiv. Okay, that seems to be the Gemara in Bava Kamma, but leave that aside. According to Reb Shimon, according to Rebbe. Reb Shimon says, you're potter from Misa, but the Chayiv to pay. So Chayiv to pay would follow Rebbe, not on the Bechizkir, on what? On the Meyo Isha by Einam Miskaven. That seems to be the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Okay, forget about that. Tosfos clearly learns, you're potter on all monies. Let's look now at the Rambam. The Rambam is a problem. The Rambam in Perek Dalet learns, after you understand Tosfos, now we can do the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Hei says, in Chayvel Mazik, Hanoigef Eser Isha, V'yotzi Yelodeho Meso. You hit the woman, and yotsu yelodeho, you kill the embryos, the fetus. Umeso, and the woman dies. Right? Right? Says the Rambam, afa pishahoye shoygeg. Even though killing the woman, you were a shoygeg. What's the case of shoygeg? I know, you didn't know, you didn't expect it, it wasn't going to happen. It was a shoygeg. What's halacha? Are you going to kill this person who killed this woman? Arya, you going to kill this person who killed the woman? Shoygeg, of course not. Does she have to pay for the shirt? I mean, the embryos, fetus, the side money? Says Rambam, Hareze potu minat eshlumin, ve'eina mishalim klum, sh'nemar, v'lo ye'asoin, onesh yonesh, lo yechilek ha'kosif, ben shoygeg le'mezit, v'dov sheshit mizu bezdin, le'potu minat eshlumin. Who does this follow? Who is the shita? Huh? That's the Bechizkir. Straightforward, the Bechizkir. That's, by the way, what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that by Einoi Miskaven, or even Miskaven, talking about Miskaven, by the way. No, that by Miskaven. It's a regular case of Shoygeg. You intended to hit the woman by mistake. You didn't intend to kill her. And there was Momay Nachel, Leichilakto Ben Shoygeg Lemezit, and any other damage that caused, even though you're not going to kill the person, it's a Shoygeg. Any other damage, you're potter. Why? The Bechizkiya, Leichi Lakta, Ben Shoygeg Lemezit, you're going to be potter. Yeah, this is Momen Acher, the embryo. What? Yeah, everybody agrees to that. Nobody argues in that. Tosfos says nobody argues in that. Straightforward, the Rambam, the Bechizkiya, makes a lot of sense. Continues the Rambam, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, Bishin Iskaven Leisha. That's if you intended to hit the woman by Shoygeg. You didn't think she was going to die. But you tended for her. But if you had intention to hit your friend, and you hit the woman, and she dies, it's Eino Miskaven. And she dies. Right? Now you're not going to kill this person, because it's Eino Miskaven. Right? You're passing like, not like the Rabbanon, you potter, but Hoyul. Again, always in the middle of a Rambam. What is this with them? Let's go back to this Rambam. Yossi, you following?
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue. Let's see what it gets better. Says the Rambam further, Bamedvor Mamurim, when do I say that you are potter from Tashlumin? Bamedvor Mamurim, Bishin is Kaven Leisha, when you had intention to hit the woman. Aval in this Kaven Lechaveroi, but if you had intention to hit the man, and it's Einoi Miskaven for the woman, v'nogaf eseisho, and you hit the woman, afal pisha meso, even though the woman dies, you potter from misa, because it's Einoi Miskaven, hoil v'amisa b'loi kavono, even though the misa is b'loi kavono, and therefore, you potter from death, harezek dovor she'ein b'y misa's bezdin, u'mishalem d'mei v'lodois, that there is no p'tur of kom lebed amine, you chayav to pay on the dmei velodos. On the dmei velodos. You chayav to pay money. Rebbe. That's Rebbe. So how could you, that's not like Tosfos.
Not
Not like Tosfos. In one case, he paskins like Tanya Bechizkia. In the other case, he paskins like Rebbe. Does that make sense? So the truth is, your svara, the Magen Mishnah says that. Look in the arrow by Halacha Vav, the Magen Mishnah. Da'asa Rav Zal, the chayve misa shoygin peturim mitashlumin, kidasikne behege ve'elu nairis, uked tana de behechizkia, bezeh ha'chelik, she'en chilik ben shoygin le'mezit. That's the first svara. We paskin like the behechizkia, by shoygin mezit, there's no difference. You pot on tashlumin. And also the Rambam holds, v'soyve kerav ada ba'avo, da'asik befeg dal ve'hei, anoshim ki miskavnu zele zapak yesh ozim ve'esha yanshu, uke rebi, da moche bewek in eschafin, u de loike tonne bechiski, beze achiluk, vein echa tonne bechaveiroi. Says the Magen Mishnah, very simple, the Rambam holds the first shot, shoygig mezit, like tonne bechiski, but on miskavin ve'ein miskavin, he'll hold like rebi, and therefore yechayiv mamon. So don't ask me problems, don't ask me questions. The Gemara Bava Kama says like that. The Gemara Elunara says like that. I, Tosfos, made it into one big challenge that it's all one potter from everything. That's Tosfos. The Rambam argues. The Rambam holds. Like, Shoygeg Emezit, Shoygeg, we're paskin like the Bei Chizkiya. Ain't a miskaven on the Mevel others. We won't paskin like Chizkiya, but rather we're paskin like Rebbe. I, Tosfos, says it's a kol shekain. Remember, Tosfos says a kol shekain. Madoch in a case where I'm really a shoygeg, I'm still potter from the shirt. So then when I intend to kill somebody, that's more of a mezit. For sure it should become lebi lamine. Why am I potter from the shirt? Don't know. Basic nisht. Good kasha. Tosfos says kosher game. For some reason, the Rambam doesn't hold that problem. Okay. But I can live with that. The problem is that the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Reitzeach paskins like the Bei Chizkiya by Eina Miskavin. Look at number 5 on the sheet. Ha-miskavin la-reg ezeh v'horak ezeh. Right? What is that case? Eino miskavin. Had kavana to kill one. I killed the other person. Potter mi misas bezdin. Umin ha-tashlumin. Umin ha-golus. I'm potter like everything. Says the... Okay. So what's the difference? Slow down. Maybe. But what's the difference? There is no difference. Everything pashtus. He says you're potter from tashlumin, right? By the way, if you want to say the svar, Joe wants to say svar. Then maybe let's first the kashan of Rambam. So Rambam seems to say over here that you're potter from everything. Says the Magen, the Kesef Mishnah, because he's potter like Tanya Bechizkiya. Right, that's why he's potter from everything. Makes sense, right? The Ravid says, what do you mean? Kereb Shimon is there. Vein alach Kereb Shimon. He argues in Rambam. Fine. He says like Rebbe, but clearly he holds like Tanya Bechizkiya. That's what. It's a steer in the Rambam, right? So even if you hold like Tanya Bechizkiya, and that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara in Eilun Aris says like Tanya Bechizkiya, and by Miskav, remember the Gemara says Shoygeg Mezit, Miskavin ve'ena Miskavin. So the Rambam holds Miskavin and Miskavin, you potter. That's Tanya Bechizkiya. The problem is that the Rambam before said not like Tanya Bechizkiya, because he says you paid the Mevel others. And over here it says, the Rambam says you're potter. So Joe wants to come and say svara that no, maybe the Rambam here is not talking about Maman Acher, but he's talking about what? The Mehoisha. The Mehoisha. But then it comes out the exact opposite from Tosfos.
Yeah.
Exact opposite of Tosfos. Svara Safuchis. So I'm confused. What's shot in this Rambam? What's shot over here? What are we missing over here? What's going on in this Rambam? He doesn't agree with Tosfos, number one, because he clearly argues on Tamei Avlodus, right? He clearly argues on Tamei Avlodus, and he says, Tamei Avlodus, you're chayiv to pay. Even though Tosfos says, no, Tamei Avlodus is not even a question. That's culture came from the shoygeg your part from Tamei Avlodus. So for sure, by mezit, you can be poster mezit by in miskaven, you can be poster Tamei Avlodus. The Rambam argues in that. But now you want to say the opposite tomorrow also, that the Rambam, Tosfos holds that clearly on Tamei Isha, right? The Me'isha, Tom Dechizki says you're potter, and the Rambam agrees the Me'isha you're potter, but blood is you're going to be chayiv. And Tosfos says the exact opposite, that the Me'isha blood is you're potter, for sure you're potter, and even the Me'isha you're going to be potter. So this, it comes out Svar Safuchas, the opposite of the way Tosfos learns, what's shot in the Rambam. There's a steer in the Rambam, and it's not the culture cane of Tosfos. You don't have that. So what's shot in the Rambam? Why not? And what's that over here? And his joke? And clearly there's a steer in the Rambam. Here the Rambam says, you're chayev money, right? And miskavin, ain't miskavin you chayev. And here the Rambam says, ain't miskavin you potter. Yeah, the Bevelot is like the shirt. It's not the woman, not the value of the woman. So if it's a chiddush to say that's what the Rambam is talking about, maybe, but what does he mean to say? Comes along the Briskerov. And Briskerov in Chidushim Morin Riza Levi says, it's so simple. It's like, it doesn't know even what the issue is over here. But I only understand the Briskerov after I understand the Aviezri in Shach, say, from the Rambam. It's a different piece, but I think it has to go together. So I'll tell you what the Briskerov says. Briskerov says, very simple. Briskerov says, here, let's see by the arrow. Vishita Sarambam, you have that? He starts the Gemara Bava Kama and he says it's difficult, the sugya, the El Nairus. Basically, he asks the question, the Gemara Bava Kama Paskins seems to say, not like Tondebe Chiskir, Bein Miskavin, and the sugya in El Nairus says the Ein Miskavin is also Tondebe Chiskir. We Paskin like that. The Ein Miskavin, you're part of everything. So what's the pshat? Vishita Sarambam, Harei Mubueres Lehedi Bedvarov, the Cholok Bein Shoigek Le'ein Miskavin. The Rak Chayve Misa Shoigim Pturim Min HaTashlumin. The Rambam and Halacha Hey says, that if you hit a woman b'sheigek, you potter from the mevelados. Aval de'enem eskayin chayiv v'havei kedover she'ein by mises bezdin. Right? Halacha hey, halacha vav. It's not the steer in the Rambam, but the difference between why in sheigek we say you potter from the mevelados, but enem eskaven you chayiv in the mevelados. So he says it's a kolshkein. The Rambam says here you potter, here you chayiv. Right? The first question we had. Vashenire muchach mevur b'shitz Rambam b'zeh. Clear to me. The svirele, the hodam rinem besanhedrin, the gam be'ene miskavin potter min meha nerak, the gemara says sanhedrin, that Tani Vechizki says, be'ene miskavin, you potter on the isha, on the meha nerak, mishum hach tana de Vechizki, ein ze klal, mishum din kom leib drad minei. Says the Briskerov, that if the svara, and I think what he's trying to say is, if the svara is kamle b'derabim minei, then Tosfos is right, because madoch by shoygeik, where you not even doing anything, you didn't tell to kill anybody, you potter because of kamle b'derabim minei and mevel odos, then for sure on amazed you intend to kill somebody, for sure in miskaven where you are amazed, for sure you should be potter because of kamle b'derabim minei. So why does Rama say you potter? Why does Rama say that Yechayev, no, why does Rama say you potter, the male Isha, you potter, the Rama says, you potter, if it's because of Kamil Ramine, then you should be potter in the male Lotus also, because that's a culture king. Right? Understand the question of the culture king? Right? In other words, if you tell me that it's Kamle Vid Ramine, that's why you potter by Enem Miskavein, if Enem Miskavein is Kamle Vid Ramine, then for sure you should be potter on the Mevel Odis, because it's kol shekein, because there's a bigger kamle b'draminei. Says Biskrov, the reason why you potter is not because of kamle b'draminei. What is it? Not because it cannot be kamle b'draminei. What is the reason? What else could it be? Says Biskrov, because it's a chiddush in the Bechiskir that eina miskavein your potter on the Meo Isha, not because of kamle b'draminei. The Torah is mechadish you that va'orav lo become olav. The Torah tells you that you don't pay the value of a person. Not because of kol nebid aminei. You kill a person, you don't pay his value. The person has no value. You don't pay value of a person. That's the chiddush in potter d'meo isha. Not because of kol nebid aminei. If it kol nebid aminei, for sure you should be potter on d'mei v'lodis. No. Eina miskavein is not that you're potter because of kamle b'draminei. Eina miskavein, you're potter on the Mei Isha because you don't pay value for a person.
What about the vlodos?
Wait. Says the Biskerov, there is no kamle b'draminei by Eina miskavein. Why not? Look what he writes. See this over here. V'ashenira b'vur muchazam, it says, the hodam, number one, the hodam rinem b'sanhedrin, the gam be'enem miskaven potem mit me'en erig, mishum achtana b'chizkir, ein ze klal, mishum din kom le'zabinei, ki him duhu din b'fnei atzmoi, de al harigas odom, lekochi of momen. You don't pay Yes, you following? Slow down. We should make a word. Ain't the clams from din kavane? Kien du din mifnatsmoy da la rigas adam lekker chiv mamin. Vizehu gam ikem mils lechiskia de lo tachlik boy be miskaven lechay miskaven lechay be mamin lepoter mamin. Ratzalayma da afagav de be miskaven. Even though be miskaven hare lekker petura de kimle bidramine. There is no p'tur from kimle bidramine. It doesn't say the reason why not. Why is there no p'tur kimle bidramine? It doesn't say. There's no p'tur kimle bidramine, but still you potter the me'isha. Why? You don't pay money for a woman that you killed. Why is there no p'tur kimle bidramine? He doesn't say that. I'll tell you what he means to say. I think he means to say Rav Shach. Rav Shach and Aviezer, he wants to say that why by Eina Miskaven there is no kimle bidramine? Kimle bidramine only works if you did a Meiser Retzicha. Correct? Kimle Rabbeinu means, I did a Meiser Retzicha. By Chiddush, by Shoige. For sure, if I did a Meiser Retzicha, Kimle Rabbeinu. Says Rav Shach, by Retzicha, by Eina Miskavein, that's not murder.
Why is it Retzicha?
Because killing someone without intent to kill that person, that's not murder. Murder means, I intend to kill a person. I intend to kill this person without killing. Shoigeg, yes. Like my son tells me. Shoigeg is a Meiser Retzicha. You didn't know, have Kavana. You didn't have Kavana what you were doing. But the Meiser was to kill that person.
That's if you didn't know
Retzicha
was
awesome. Correct. I know. I didn't think this was going to happen.
Got it.
I got it. We're going to get to that in a minute. My son also held that was Zava Pashut. He said, because at the end of the day, it's lacking the Mezit. But if the Mezit would be here, then I'm killing a person. Here, if Shach says, the Svari says, that Einay Miskavein is not even a Maiser Retzicha. Why? Because murder without intent of killing that person, that's not murder. Murder means I want to kill this person, get rid of this person from this world. That's, look what he says. Look at number 7.
If I didn't know a knife,
I understand. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Wait, slow. I got it. Maybe the svara only applies by shoygeg where I did not know was wrong of la isrobe. The problem is the Rambam seems to say even in other shoygeg. My son says afa bichen. It's still a meiser. Okay, you can argue in that. But look at number 7. V'nira bezer number 7 Aviezri. V'nira b'shimin soiver v'sanhedrin v'niskaven la'ak is ever gizeh potter v'chein po'is gam le'el v'am k'tis v'av v'lekom alav v'shikaven lo'y v'yesh la'ayin I din hazeh this halacha that einoy miskaven your potter I din b'shoygeg u'meizid v'hilches retzicha Shim horak b'shoygeg potter v'gam zen nikra shoygeg l'gabe asheni. When I intend to kill A and I kill B, is that a form of shoygeg? Oy shehu din mitzuyim b'hilches retzicha she'ein chiyuv miser kol iker im kivon adav acher v'akavona la'acher mafkia mimenu kol iker maisa retzicha mizeh shehorak. In other words, rak im kiven larek shloya basro, ish eme mutter, habtu rak mit den shoygeg. Aber im kayavone lache, lehogoy, if my intention was to kill somebody else, oi she kiven adov acher, mafkia mimenu kol maise retzicha mizeh. Then it's not murder. Murder means, I want to get rid of this person on the world. If my kavone is A, and I end up killing B, that's not a maise retzicha. If it's not a maise retzicha, says the Brisker Rabbi, he must be going with that svara. If it's not a maise retzicha, then there's no kamle bidravmine. So why does the Rama say you potter mit me vladois? Because you didn't make a maiser retzicha. Kamle bidravmine is yeah, I made a maiser retzicha b'shoigeg. Then we say you potter from tashlumin. If I didn't do a maiser retzicha because I didn't intend to kill this person at all, I intend to kill somebody else, but not this person. There is no kamle bidravmine. It doesn't potter me from tashlumin. Aye, so why does the Rama say that miskaven la'arik devok is you potter midamim? He talks about the meyo isha. Why you potter? Not because of kamle bidramine. You potter because there is no value on a person's life. Chazal, the terror come along and say, you kill somebody, we don't believe in suing, you don't believe in life potential, we don't believe in $20 million for life. There is no value to a person's life, you don't pay money. That's the chiddush of Tandav Chizkiya. What?
And the blood
dose? The blood dose, you pay as a shirt. No, it's blood, because that's not a person. That's not a person. That's like a shirt. It's an expensive shirt.
But there are places, no, there are places there where we do value.
No, that's only the whole question in the Gemara. That you give kofer, you give kofer. So Shaz, if you can be goyve kofer, so I was speaking in the yeshiva to Miller about it. She said, well, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma that if you can give kofer, Rav says, you can pay the value of the person, but the Minchas Chinuch says it's only a Havamin and it's not the Maskana. You had a whole stick of Torah why that fit with that Gemara over there. But what he's trying to say is that this Biskurov is saying that the Rambam really holds, for some reason, Eina Miskavin is not Kamle B'Dramine. When the Gemara says, Tanda Bechiski says, that Shoyi Kamezit, yeah, that's Kamle B'Dramine. You're potter in everything. But when the Gemara says, Eina Miskavin, you're potter, it doesn't mean Kamle B'Dramine. Why not? It's not a Maisre Tzicha. So you're going to be Chayev on the Mevelodis. But still the Gemara says, Eina Miskavin, you're potter. On what, says the Rambam? Only on the Meisha. Why? Because the Gemara is a new potter, new limud. That's Tanda Bechizkiah. You pot on the Meisha because you don't pay value for a woman. That's why you pot her. But not because of Kamed Amine, with result, the May Bloodless you'll pay, Meisha you'll not pay. What? Not like the Toysus.
Toysus has that kasha also, right?
The Gemara has the kasha. The Gemara said, Ein Miskaven means, not, right, that's what he said. He brings it right from the Gemara. He said, the fact that the Gemara says it's not Shoygeg means it's not a Ptur of Kamle B'Name. In a nutshell, that's what the Briskov wants to say. I mean, he makes it so simple. He said, like, I don't understand what the problem in the Rambam is, he says. The Rambam's not talking about Kamle B'Name. Who says Tanabe Chizki? The whole thing is Kamle B'Name, beginning to end. The first part, Shoygeg makes it, that's Kamle B'Name. Right? But the second part, Ein Miskaven, that's not Kamle B'Name. Doesn't say why. Says not coming out. So why you put her on the Meir Isha, the second Rambam? That's because of the new halacha. You don't pay value of a person. That's what he writes. Hey, read over here. Right before two, the apagav the bein miskaven are elek p'tur the kamli ramine kibur basugi the baba kama av mikomukam if me anerak mias mifter mishum hach drosha the makor the makbehema the loytachlek boy. That's the first halacha. That shoygeg is a kamle b'ramine. You potter from the mei ish of the mei v'lodes. Everything by shoygeg. The shein is the loytachlek boy bein miskaven l'shein miskaven l'inyan d'me hanerak. The gam be ein miskaven, even by ein miskaven, the lack of two of the kamlein ramine, gam kein lack of chiv shlumin dead neherak. The hein in divra gemor, the lab baktalu, the lab amoinu. The ein ze klam shum kim ramine, rak the beika dinner le nema boy chiv to shlumin. The loy chai ve teira momoin, the mak odom. That's the chiddush of Tebei Chizkiah, that the Torah did not mechayev you to pay value of a person. Nothing to come lebed amine. And if he says, lu yitzuyer, in a case where it's Eina Miskaven, and there is no Kamle B'Ramine, do you pay for the shirt? Yes. Do you pay for the Vladis? Yes. What don't you pay for? The Mei Isha, a separate limud. That's what Bechisya comes to tell us, nothing more. And therefore the Biskrov says, I don't understand the problem in the Rambam. Both Rambams fit perfectly, and that's how you learn the Rambam. So what does he do? He takes a ton of Bechisya, comes up with some pshat, and he comes up saying, that is two separate dinim. The first part of Bechizkiah, Shoygeg Mezit, that's Kamle B'Ramine. Don't tell me everything is Kamle B'Ramine, because then you have a problem with Tosfos. Why does we need a special pasuk for here? It's all Kamle B'Ramine. He says, no. The first halacha is Kamle B'Ramine. The second halacha is on the Jews Kamle B'Ramine. Ein Miskaven is not Kamle B'Ramine. Why not? Maybe, like Rav Shach says, because it's not a Maisa Metzicha, so there's no Ptur of Kamle B'Ramine. So what's the Ptur of Ein Miskaven? Just the Meyo Isha. That's only Ptur. And that's what the Bechiski comes to tell us. Three different things. Nothing to come Ramanis. Therefore, you're not busy with the Tesis making into one big challenge and all one big halacha and this. And the Mashah is busy. Then why can't we learn this from this and why this from this? Very simple. Nothing can be learned from anything. First halacha is just Kamle B'Ramine. And the second halacha, there is no Kamle B'Ramine Bein Miskaven. And you still potter. What are you potter from? The Meyo Isha. What about not the Meyo Isha? The Mevel others, Enoch Navi. The Ram says, Yechayev. Why? Because there's no Kamel Rabine. Tesis, everything is Kamel Rabine. And Tesis has a problem. He says, everything's Kamel Rabine, so why can you learn one from Shoide? You can learn the Mevel others. You can take learn the Enemus Gavin from the culture king. Right? Why can't you learn then, Tesis has a problem, why can't you learn then the Meo Isha from culture king? So the Marshal says, because Kaifer, it doesn't have the Hetep, to some whole challenge. It's simple. First halacha is just Kamle B'Ramine.
Second loch is just the Yipata from the Meisha. That's it. And that's trapped in the Rambam. Makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense. I don't understand
Rav Shach either so much. I'll tell you.
I
understand Rav Shach. Wait. I understand Rav Shach if you differentiate between a shoygeg where the guy thinks it's okay to do it, or he wasn't warned. So then we say, that is shoygeg. Mashenkin, if I had intention to kill a person, even if I kill the wrong person, there's no kamei ramenei. Why? Because that's not a maisa v'tzicha. In other words, I did a maisa to kill a person, but I thought it was okay, that's a maisa v'tzicha, there you have kamei ramenei. Even though it's shaygik, the maisa is a maisa v'tzicha. Where my intention wasn't to kill this person, that's not a maisa v'tzicha. There's no kamei ramenei. I get that far.
But
the other side, to say that even in a case where I didn't know my knife was going to kill a person, right? And that is kam lebed rabinei, right? That is not knowing my knife is going to kill a person, the Gemara says, it's kam lebed rabinei. And still to say that I knew my knife was going to kill a person, but the wrong person, that's not a maisra tzicha, because the tzicha means killing this person. So my son tells me, what he means? Poshet, he says. He said, this maisra is a maisra tzicha. Just, it wasn't the mazit. But if I would have the mazit, my intent would be there, then the maisra is a regular maisra of killing a person.
But the classic case
in over here, it can never become a maisra tzicha. Because I never have intention to kill that person. So it can never be kam lebed amine.
Classic case.
That's the svara. One second. That's the svara. Kam lebed amine means that shoyge kemeze means that you're lacking the intent. But if you throw in the mezit, it would become a maiser etzicha. So I didn't think the knife can kill somebody. But if I would know that a knife can kill somebody, that's a maiser etzicha. I understand. So the action, nothing was lacking in the action. I didn't know that the knife can kill. But if somebody would tell me, the action is an action of killing this person. Mashenkein, intending to killing one person and then killing the other person, that's not a maisa tzicha. Yeah, but the wrong person, so that's not murder. Murder means kill this person out of the world. Yeah,
and when the guy in the Torah, the axe falls in the wrong direction, that's not murder.
I know. I know, but maybe that shogeg is the act. The act is active. See, if I know by doing this, it's killing that person, then my mission was accomplished. I know. So what's lacking? Just the machshava. But the act is an act of killing this person. Mashenkin, if I want to kill A, then what do you mean? What do you mean? If my intention would be to kill B, then that would not be killing A. Yeah, so that he says, that's...
My action is to kill.
Yeah, but once it's not that person, that's not a maisa tzicha. Whatever you want to say, that's smart. I didn't fully get it. That was my question. I spoke to Rabbi Miller today in the Yeshiva Gedolah. He had a hard time with the Shach also, but that's what he wants to say. But I tell you the truth, I saw one of the Sfarim brings down this Briskerov, and he says, he doesn't give a reason. Why there's no kam lebed rabinei? He doesn't give a reason. But then I saw someone else brings down that the Shach says the Svara, and that must be the reason of Briskerov. Otherwise, it makes no sense. But the words of the Briskerov make sense. The you know, whether you understand it, whether... Right. But Joe has a hard time with that. So why does Kamei Balame transfer when I didn't think my knife was going to kill?
No, but that's that person.
So what? But my knife was not going to kill. I was chopping wood. That is, yes, Kamei Balame, because that's like a mazit. Sure, you get a mazit. But nevertheless, killing a person, but the wrong person,
I'm not saying that, of course,
So what's your svar? Why killing the wrong person is not a maisa? You have to say it's not a maisa, so therefore it is no kam lebed rabinei.
No, the maisa, that's for Shach. I would say you can never have, if it's a different person,
then that's not going to give the proof of kam lebed rabinei. And why a different action? Yes.
Like if I'm aiming at you, then
will happen to you is considered kam lebed rabinei, right? Even shoygeg. Mashenkein, if it's
not
a different
person
that's right. That seems to be the smart. That seems right. Whatever you want to say, but the way the Briskerov takes this Tanda Bechizkia and says Pshat in the Rambam, and he says, hey, you got all wrong. It's not all Kamei Rabinei. The first halach is Kamei Rabinei. It's
that
correct.
That struck me immediately as Emmet.
Correct, right?
That struck me immediately. That's not the same.
I'll tell you the truth. My